This is Bertha Louise Hellman Rubley, 1536 Sacramento, San Antonio, Texas, on May 13, 1965. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art. And the subject to be discussed is Ms. Hellman's participation in the Public Works of Art project in Houston as a muralist in 1934. But first, I don't know whether to call you Ms. Hellman or Mrs. Rubley.
Mrs. Rubley.
Mrs. Rubley. Would you tell us where you were born and where you received your art education?
I was born in LaGrange, Texas. I lived in Houston. I went to Rice Institute for a few years, studied drawing under John Tidden, and followed a summer in Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. Then I went to the Academy.
And where is that?
In Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go on and compete for a scholarship, a Crescent, the next year, but of course I didn't have the opportunity. And so I inherited enough money to take me to Europe on my own, and I studied with André Lhote there.
Oh.
But I would like to say that while I was at the Academy, I studied with others, Garber and Arthur Carles, who was quite a star in my life. Mm-hmm. I think he preceded abstract expressionism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I studied with André Lhote in Paris.
Yes.
Then I came home and had a studio in the Savoy Apartments.
Mm-hmm. Where was that?
Houston.
In Houston,
Houston, Texas.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How long were you in Paris?
3 months.
Mm-hmm. And
I was in Spain. I had traveled through Spain.
I see, yes. Mm-hmm. And when was it you returned to Houston? Well, approximately.
I just don't remember.
It's not that important, but I just wondered if it was around in the 30s.
It was the early 30s, 32,
yes.
I think. I have a little series of articles that was published in the Post with my illustrations in the Houston Post.
Oh, that's interesting to see.
Added to my friend, helped me gain quite a few friends,
yes.
And certainly was good for a beginning artist.
I should think so. Well, what did you do in Houston? Did you just start to just paint?
Oh, I taught and I painted, and I was among the group that was the first that exhibited at our art museum. And
what art museum was that?
Fine Arts. Mm-hmm. Mr. Choman was there.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. We're in Houston now.
We got back to
Antonio.
Houston.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I
saw us through many a hard show, and we had consistent shows there, of course. Mm-hmm. Grace John, Ruth Euler.
Yes.
Young man named Bailey, Cotton Bailey, and
was Mrs. Cherry was quite active in that whole art movement.
Oh,
wasn't she?
Yes, she was the backbone of a lot of things.
Mm, that's what Miss Euler told me.
Oh, yes.
Well, now how did it come about that you got this commission to paint the mural at the post office? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know I won anything.
Oh.
I don't
you remember how it was announced to you? Did Mr. Chilman select you as one of the artists to do the murals?
Oh dear, I'll have to read the clipping.
I see. All right, well, we'll try to refresh ourselves by reading the clipping then.
It's terrible to think those things pass out of one's mind when they're so important at the time.
Well, they were, but it's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. I lived right near the school, sitting near school, and that's where Grace Joan has her work, and I thought I'd be awarded, it was so near home, and I thought I'd work right there.
Mm-hmm.
But
what
it was
school?
A very odd shape, and she handled it so beautifully that I was glad.
Mm-hmm. What school was that?
Sidley Mania.
Well, now, this was on the Public Works of Art project. this mural
WPA.
Election. Yeah. Well, was it WPA or the PWAP? There were two different.